if I understand the question right, you're saying that, say, sleeping is a need of the body and drinking water is a need of the body. But we drink water when we need, but sleeping we consider in the mode of ignorance. So, what is the difference between these two bodily needs? Is that the question? Yeah. So, actually, it is not that sleeping is in the mode of ignorance. Or rather, sleeping itself is not bad. Krishna says clearly in the Bhagavad Gita, one who sleeps too little or sleeps too much, such a person cannot be a yogi. Natyashnatustu yogosti, nachaikantamashnata, nachati swapnashilasya, najagruto naiva charjuna. So sleeping is simply a bodily need. And Krishna actually speaks this in 6.16.17 in the Bhagavad Gita, which is speaking for people who have renounced the world, who have gone to the jungle, shuchau deshe pratishthapya, sirmasana matmana. 6.11 is told about the yogis going out in the jungle. And he's telling even for them that actually if they sleep too little or eat too little, they cannot be yogis. So why is that? Because the body is a machine given to us by Krishna. Yantra rudhani mayaya. And that machine has to be taken care of. So taking care of the bodily machine is also our service to Krishna. But when taking care of the bodily machine becomes an end in itself, or becomes an end so that we can further pander to bodily pleasures, further indulge in bodily pleasures, then that is when it becomes a problem. But when we see the body as a functional tool for serving Krishna, and then we do whatever it takes to take care of the body, then that is the way we are respecting the gift that Krishna has given to us, and we are taking due care of the gift. Srila Prabhupada himself was very spiritually advanced. Who can be more in Krishna consciousness than Srila Prabhupada? And yet Srila Prabhupada did do the needful to take care of his body. No, every day practically he would go for a morning walk. Every day he would take a massage. And he would spend a substantial amount of time taking that massage. So, and usually he did not mix his massage with, say, meeting people. He would usually prefer to be alone, just with the person who was massaging him at that time. And he would be completely relaxed. So those, he would sleep very less, but still he took care of the body, whatever was necessary. So similarly, we don't have to feel guilty about taking care of the needs of the body. The body has functional needs, and we take care of it, and then we move on towards Krishna. The important thing is that we don't get so obsessed with taking care of the body's needs that we become distracted from Krishna because of that. So as long as our purpose of the life is to serve Krishna, and we have a particular vehicle which has a particular set of, which is a particular nature, then we have to provide what it takes, what it needs. The Prabhupada writes in a letter to one of his disciples that when Prabhupada was there on the planet, most of his disciples were very young. And Prabhupada wrote that in that letter, if you don't take care of your health now, you will not be able to serve Krishna in the future, even if you are very enthusiastic to do so. So enthusiasm alone will not take us beyond bodily disease or bodily dysfunction. And I met many Srila Prabhupada disciples in America while I was there. Now they did extraordinary service when they were young, but they also advise that you should take care of your body now, because otherwise it becomes very difficult to serve Krishna later. So now they said that if we had taken a little more care of our body, we could have done so much more service now. But now, because they neglected the body in their youth, the body has got some serious issues which their service gets limited. So of course, we have to be always careful that we don't go to the other extreme of pandering to the body too much. So basically, if we have the purpose of serving Krishna clear, and we try to serve him as much as we can, then overall it becomes clear. Prabhupada says in the Nectar of Instruction introduction that if we come to the mode of goodness, then how to advance further, it will be revealed from within. So if we just try to overall live a regulated life, especially do our sadhana properly, that will bring us to the mode of goodness. And then how much to take care of the body, how to take care of the body, that will be duly provided for. That will be done automatically. So when Krishna talks about sleep as being the mode of ignorance, he's especially talking about oversleeping. So sleeping is a bodily necessity, and although that we can say that activity is in the mode of ignorance, if we are sleeping so that we can rest, so that we can serve Krishna better, then that sleep is, the activity may be in ignorance, but the intention is in transcendence. The intention is to serve Krishna. But if we are sleeping so that we can escape from the problems of life, if we are sleeping because we are lazy, and then we oversleep, then that is what will increase the mode of ignorance in us. So rather than just taking rather than just thinking that sleep is in mode of ignorance, we can see that what is the balance that enables us to steadily move towards transcendence. And then that way, you do what is needed for the body, and then the body will help us do what is needed for Krishna. Does it answer your question?